Would you like to see how to get automatic daily payouts with no minimum by buying and holding the cryptocurrency Steem in Steem Power? Because this is the best system I've seen to simply hold a cryptocurrency and get payments every single day without touching the principal. This is an absolute ideal way to earn. This is true investing rather than speculating, because the money we put in then gives us money back without us having to withdraw or speculate on the price. I'm grateful that hundreds of people are already participating in this system to me, which is fully transparent and completely explained in this video. Would you please keep watching, because I'll show how every single thing works, because that will eliminate any guest room and show exactly the inside workings of this today. The best part is there's no actual loaning of money. This is simply delegating the voting power that comes with stake. You don't have to actually give me any of the Steem. That's why I love this. That's why I'm suggesting and promoting this. Now, when we compare this to other methods of trying to make money on cryptocurrency, it absolutely blows them away. By comparison, if we hold, let's say we hold $10,000 of Bitcoin in a wallet, maybe 11,000, call it one Bitcoin. If we simply hold that money in a wallet, guess what? All we're doing is hoping the price of Bitcoin will go up. We get nothing back out of having our money on it. Many of these other cryptos, it's the same thing. It's pure speculation. We get nothing back out of just holding it. All we can hope for is that the price goes up. Now, if we scroll down a bit, some of these like Dash, which I invested in before, have a great way to earn a lot of money by holding it. Dash has what's called masternodes. Dash masternodes, for people having 1,000+ Steem or Dash, or having a shared masternode with less Dash, get automatic payments every week equal to about 6% interest. Yes, you heard me correctly. This pays 6 times better at the current rate, and has paid as high as 60% at 1.8 APR. This pays at least 5 or 6 times better than a Dash masternode, and there's no minimum. There is no minimum. This can be done with as little as $100. This can be done with hundreds of thousands of dollars. It works at any level. It's on the cryptocurrency Steem, and it's based on delegating the voting power we get. What we do is we stake our Steem similar to a masternode on Dash, except we can do this with any amount on Steem, and we just delegate our voting power, which means we don't actually loan any of the money. The majority of this video is dedicated to explaining exactly how this works, starting with a Steem delegation tutorial, which is the key action that needs to be taken, which is one of the most difficult parts for most of us. And yet, with this tutorial, it will become very easy. If you're new to Steem, you've never seen Steem before, would you take a look at steemit.com/@JerryBanfield, because you'll see why this is so exciting here. Steem is the first blockchain that thought to make a content platform out of it. Steem, in addition to free transfers, that means there's no fees on any transfers, in addition to 3-second transfers, which take place in just 3 seconds without any fees, in addition to the ability to create an account anonymously or directly through steemit.com with account recovery, in addition to offering truly decentralized community along run by witnesses instead of by miners, this has the built-in blockchain blogging platform set up in it. As you can see, I have been making posts almost every day on Steem, and I earn money. Now, some posts I don't earn much on. Some posts I earn a fortune on, especially when we consider that the actual US dollar worth of the numbers seen here is about 3 times higher than the payout. For example, this post says $665. The actual US dollar value of the post will be about 3 times higher because the Steem dollar price is 6 times higher. That means this post should actually, it's about 1.5 times faster. Anyway, this post will be good for about $1,000 US in immediate liquid rewards within a few days, plus then hundreds of more dollars of Steam. Now, this is not just something that works for me. It works for over 600,000 users to at least publish a blog with outstanding search engine optimization. At a bare minimum, it's a free blogging platform with hundreds of thousands of users that has the potential to earn rewards. The average user is not likely to just earn a bunch in rewards every day. However, thanks to an innovation called voting bots, anyone can now get started and have a chance to appear on the trending page. The trending page on steemit.com/trending is good for tens of thousands of views on a post. As you can see on this post I did just 3 days ago, 14,000 views over here on this post. Now, the reason it is earning so much in rewards is that I used a voting bot to promote the post. Now, the entire system I'm talking about here is based on essentially giving voting power to voting bots in return for getting an automatic daily payout. I told you I'd show you how all this works, and I mean it. There's no mystery left in this getting through here. So what happens is users on Steam have delegated voting power to me, which has helped me to increase the payout of my voting bot at steambottracker.com. You can see every 2.5 hours or so, my voting bot upvotes $760 worth of posts on Steam. That's about 7,000 to 8,000 or so a day in earnings total for the voting bot. About half of those earnings, so around $3,000 to $4,000 of the earnings, will be given back immediately to those delegating Steam power to me. That's how the money's created. We can see the inside of how this works. So what happens is individual users on Steam make a transfer to my wallet. As we can see below, individual users make transfers to my wallet with, for example, Bitcoin Flood here sent two Steam dollars for with a URL in the post link. Now what happens, my voting bot every 2.5 hours will go through and make a round of votes. And then that is how the people sending money to my account get something back. In return, based on how much is sent, a bid is placed. So we can see last round, let's take, for example, this first person. Bollywood Town sent one Steam dollar valued at $6.80, got a vote of 1.41% on the post for a vote value of $10.75. Good deal for Bollywood Town. Send $6.80, get back $10.75 in liquid rewards available within a week, plus some additional Steam power from that as well. This is an outstanding system for any of us that want to promote our posts. I just promoted this recent post. I sent some Steam dollars to some voting bots, and it voted, the bids got it voted up another $100 or so for about 40 or 50 Steam dollars that I sent. Very good deal, especially when we consider at scale what we can do is essentially with enough money, we can have a guaranteed spot on the trending page. If we send to enough voting bots, we can have a guaranteed spot on the trending page, good for tens of thousands of views within anywhere from 24 to 72 hours from mostly cryptocurrency world people. If you want to advertise an ICO, if you want to get a lot of attention for a new app, or if you want to promote something on an existing blockchain, getting on the front of the Steam trending page is a good way to do it. And often we see applications from, we see lots of posts trending on here about Steam, but we also see lots of other posts from different cryptocurrencies. We see, here's one about a cryptocurrency. We see lots of different types of posts about a lot of different cryptocurrencies on the front page. And that's how this is possible. Therefore, we've seen the money generation system that allows for this return. What happens then is when we have Steam power. So this is how we can actually get involved in this. Now, what we do, we buy Steam either from an individual user or directly on an exchange. We go buy Steam, we get it in our wallet. For example, you can see my wallet at any time at Jiri. Steemit.com/@JiriBanfield. Go over to the wallet. Then what we do is we power that Steam up. So let's say if I wanted to power this up, I don't because my account is a voting bot. Therefore, these are bids. So I don't want to actually power this up. But let's say if I did, I'd hit power up on here. I'd put the Steam in there. I hit power up. Now notice when we power up Steam, it's not transferable and it requires 3 months to convert back to Steam. Now, you don't get it all back at once. Technically, you withdraw about 1% a day in weekly payments. That means if I wanted to power down my entire account, then what I would do, I would get back about 1,000 Steam per day if I hit power down. And then I'd get that in a weekly payment of about 7,000 Steam. So when we power it up, we are essentially staking our Steam. We are staking our Steam, which allows us influence over post payout. So based on, I could upvote this right now with my voting bot with about $700 of rewards based on both my own stake here and then the stake that's been delegated to me using the system I will show you right here. So for example, my friend Joe Paris has done this. He has delegated Steam to me. And what he does, there's a tool I've got. It's at, I killed the bit.ly link to it, didn't I? I'll show you how to use this tool more in a minute. But basically, you use this tool that I've given you a link to. I think it's at jiri.tips/SP delegation. You delegate the Steam power with Steam Connect. You just hit this button to delegate via Steam Connect. And then this essentially transfers just the influence. It doesn't transfer the actual money. So that you can take the you can take it back at any time by just putting in zero. So let's say if Joe Paris wanted to take back his delegation at any time, all he needs to do is go back into here and put zero in and it will remove the delegation and give Joe Paris his full voting power back. Now, the problem with this is it takes 7 days to come back. This prevents double voting. So if you could just delegate it and remove it instantly, you could essentially double vote things and exploit that. So there's a 7-day waiting period on doing this. So when you delegate, the only thing you're really risking is having 7 days of removing the delegation where you can't use the voting power. That is outstanding when we consider all the different ways people loan money and transfer it. This to me is the very safest system to earn money, holding it in a cryptocurrency wallet, and you get daily payouts. Now, the payouts are equal to about 1,000th of the Steam delegated every day. For example, I'll show you my wife's account on here. She's delegated about 15,000 Steam power to this, and she gets about 15 or so Steam a day right now from this delegation. That means she gets 1,000th of the Steam she's delegated back every single day without touching the principal. That means over the period of a year, that's about 36.5% in Steam. Now compare that to just holding Bitcoin in a wallet and hoping it goes up. If the price doubles on Bitcoin, sure, your Bitcoin's now worth twice as much. When we buy Steam power, let's say we buy Steam power at $5. Let's say we buy the same amount as my wife, 15,000. That would cost whatever 15,000 times 5 is. Let's say the price goes down to $5 and it's 75,000, just for round numbers and simplicity. So let's say we have 75,000 in Bitcoin, which is about 7 Bitcoin or less, or versus 75,000 in Steam, which is about 15,000 Steam power. Now let's say the price of Steam stays the same all year. How is 36% interest on $75,000 sound? That sounds really good to me. That sounds amazing to me. Now, if the price of Bitcoin stayed the same for an entire year, you'd have $75,000 at the end of a year. Now, if the price of Steam stays at, say you buy it at $5 and it stays at $5 for a year, you would have about a third of $75,000. You'd have about $100,000 worth of Steam in a year, even if the price stayed the same. Now let's talk about if it doubles. When the price of Steam doubles, let's say you buy 75,000 at $5, it goes up to $10. Now you have 150,000 in principal, but guess what? The payouts are now worth twice as much, too. Now you're getting 36% on 150,000 instead of on 75,000. That means more than $50,000 in payouts. This is wild. This is an incredible system, and that's why right now people have delegated me over $1 million worth of Steam. This is a really, really, really good system. If you multiply by 5 on here, if you can see, all right, let's just do it with my account. If you can see, my account's worth $630,000 today. And people have delegated 3 times that much to me. People have given me almost $2 million through this system already. Let me say that again. This works so good that $2 million has been delegated to me through this system. That's how good this is. And not only that, I'm also funding growth projects that help build the value of Steam. That means projects that are designed to help us grow Steam as a currency, to build the blockchain. So I'm doing that through the budgets account, which then gives about half of the voting bot's earnings back into projects like ads for Steam, like new apps for Steam. The recent project I'm doing for it is this. I'm using the earnings to hire one developer to build a peer-to-peer Steam US dollar gateway. I believe having this functional could single-handedly provide perhaps double the price in terms of having all the new users come in. It'd be a really easy way to get involved in crypto. It's funding projects like this. So it's making huge payouts to delegators worth about 36% APR today directly in Steam. And it's funding projects to build the blockchain. And when we consider both of those combined, then we've got an amazing system. I'm grateful today on the budgets account, as we can see if I go over to this recent post I made, I've got about $30,000 just sitting in the account ready to fund additional projects. At least $5,000 or $10,000 of that to pay a developer here, as I can click on the budgets account and show you this. So I've got about $30,000 sitting in the account ready to pay for projects to improve the Steam blockchain. And actually, so that's just in Steam. I've then got about $6,000 more. So this is the other account that's funded by this. And that's a big part of why investors are delegating, because it's not just about getting a payout. There's actually voting bots that give an even bigger payout that essentially just take all the payout and give it back to delegators. There's some voting bots that even offer a higher payout than mine. But at the same time, when we're collaborating to build new projects on Steam, and we're paying back investors with automatic daily payments, that is a multiplicative approach. That means any of the projects like this that actually succeed hiring a developer to build a gateway, for example, when that works, or when other projects like ads for Steam, when these work, any of the projects that work potentially help increase the price of Steam. And as we can see, helping increase the price combined with automatic daily payouts is an incredible formula for investors. This is one of the reasons the Steam price has been going up lately as well. If we have noticed, the Steam prices went up a lot in the last few months. So if we look, it was down for a long time, but let's look at the last 3 months. In the last 3 months, these voting bots have got rolling. And what's happened is investors who already have had Steam have been delegating to voting bots like mine. And then new investors getting started, like several of my friends. I showed several of my friends at anywhere from $1 to $3 Steam how to buy Steam and delegate it to my voting bot and get automatic payouts every day. And now the price has doubled. And my friends are extremely happy with the payouts because the principal's doubled, and now the APR on that principal pays out very good every day compared to what was actually invested. My friend Joe Paris invested about a few thousand dollars into Steam I'll go over here and show you his account. He put a few thousand dollars into Steam. And now today he has an account worth $42,000. And not just that, but he's delegated the majority of his stake to my account. And then what he's getting these automatic payments every day. So Joe Paris put in a few thousand dollars. And now he's getting payments that are worth, if I do the math on this real quick, he's getting about $30 or $40 a day on autopilot. Meaning if he just forgets about Steam, doesn't do anything, he'll be getting $30 or $40 a day at the current price all year. Now when the prices go up, the payouts get even better. Whenever the Steam dollar price pumps, the payouts can get ridiculous from this. Now if the Steam dollar price crashes, which is possible, the payouts could go down by 10 or 20%. However, the Steam price going up can offset that. So if the Steam dollar crashes and the Steam price goes up, the payouts will stay about where they are. And if the Steam price and the Steam dollar price, both of them have pumped lately, if they both pump again, the payouts could just absolutely be ridiculous for this. The point is, this is exponentially better than just holding this on an exchange and speculating. This is exponentially better than holding it in a wallet somewhere and hoping the price goes up. This is an ideal scenario for a passive investor who wants to just put some money in and get consistent payouts on it. It's also an ideal system for anyone who wants to actually start blogging and get involved on Steam, because what we can do is Joe Paris has done. What Joe Paris does, he delegates his Steam power to my bot, then he gets these payouts every day, and what he does then, he promotes his post, he sends out, he makes bids on his posts and helps pump up the value of his posts then. So what he's done with this, he just delegates his Steam power, and then he just helps pump up the value of his own post. So whenever he makes a post that he wants to promote and he hopes it goes viral, then what he does, he just takes all his earnings from the bot, pumps them back into the post, then he gets huge payouts from the post, which allow him to buy even more Steam, delegate even more, and to get even more passive income. Then if he decides he wants to just travel the world for a month or a year or whatever and forget about Steam, if he gets busy and doesn't post on Steam, he's just getting those payouts every single day. This is an incredible system, and that's why I've shared it with you. It has 36%+ APR and daily automatic payments. It's very easy to set up. In order to set this up, we need to buy Steam, probably on an exchange. We need to create an account first. So if you go to steemit.com, you need to sign up on steemit.com. You can see my blog if you want. You can go to steemit.com. If you're not signed up, there's a sign up link. And then what happens is we use that sign up link, we get our account created. Once we've got our account, we can fund it from an exchange. Now, if you go to steem.guide, which is on my profile, you go to my Steemit profile, then you go to steem.guide. If you click on steem.guide, you'll see I've got all the tutorials you need to get started with Steam. If you're looking, for example, if you don't know anything about Steam, I've got the basics of blogging. If you want to find out how to buy from an exchange, there's tons of posts on steem.guide showing how to buy from an exchange. For example, I show how to exchange, for example, Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Litecoin with Changely. I show how to do it with block trades. I show how to buy it on bittrex.com. And that way, if you don't know how to buy it, just go to steem.guide, look on these buying and selling Steam on exchanges, find one of those tutorials, and then you can buy in with Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, you can buy in with US dollars on some of these exchanges, and then buy Steam. Now, once you've bought Steam, then you just put it inside your account. So if you transfer it from an exchange over to your account, like for me, I could transfer to @JerryBanfield. Now, technically with a voting bot, it bounced, but let's not get into that level of detail. You transfer it to your account name. It comes in right here in Steam. Go over, power it up, and then once it's in here, it can be delegated. Now, the rest of this video is a very specific and detailed tutorial showing exactly how to go through and delegate steam power, because a few of the people I've collaborated with in getting that steam power delegated have found some of the annoying errors in it. So the rest of this tutorial will show exactly how to get that steam power delegated correctly. And it will go through and basically say what I've already said in different words again. After showing how to delegate, then it will go through and explain all this in further detail, with the goal being that this entire system is totally transparent. There's no mysterious bots that do things in the background and lending. I can't stand scammy cryptocurrency schemes, because this is amazing technology. We can do some awesome things with this. And yet there's a huge potential to misuse and get users involved in things that aren't good for them. This is very good for being involved in the cryptocurrency world. That's why I'm all in on it. I've got everything invested in the exact system I'm showing, because it's transparent. I see how every single thing works in this system. You can see where the money comes in. You can see exactly where it goes out to delegators. You can see where it's funding projects. Everything is visible before signing up or participating. So thank you very much for getting halfway through this. The rest of the tutorial will show exactly how to delegate that steam power. The rest of the tutorial will show exactly what I've said again, and yet I'll look at it a different way than I've already looked at it now. I want you to not have any confusion at all. I want this to be totally clear. So then if you can research it in depth, you can look and see everything inside and know whether or not you want to participate without having put a dollar in. So thank you very much for watching this. I love you. You're awesome. And now we'll do the actual delegation part of this in more detail, which is critical to getting it started. How do we delegate Steam to another user? This might be most important when we look at why delegate Steam to another user. This is an amazing feature that the Steam blockchain was one of, if not the first to innovate, that now other blockchains are copying, which allows us to effectively loan the value of our stake to another user without actually risking anything. This is what makes investing in Steam amazing. Why learn about this? If we're considering investing in Steam, simply buying Steam, powering it up, and then delegating it is an amazing way to earn a great return on our investment. If we already have Steam power and we often miss voting or take long periods of time off, we can use delegation to help our voting power not go to waste. First, let's look at the tutorial. Here is how to do a Steam power delegation. So let's look first. This is the link to this tool. It's jerry.tips/spdelegate. This link takes us to this link, which is helloacm.com/tools/steam-spdelegate-form. Now, here's how we use this tool. I'm starting with this first in case you already know how to use Steam it and you want to delegate. Now, the delegator ID is for our own account. So if I want to delegate some of my power to another user, let's say I want to delegate my Steam power to my wife, this is how I would set it up. I would put my account name in here first, and then I put who I want to delegate it to in this field. And then I choose an amount to put in here. Let's say I want to delegate 1,000 Steam power. Then what I do is hit delegate via Steam Connect. And what happens? I get this new window opening up on Steam Connect that confirms my transaction. It's important to make sure the accounts are correct in case of a misspelling. This is the way my account looks today. And you can verify based on the reputation the account is correct also. So for me in particular, there's people who've set up fake accounts with misspellings. The reputation is how we verify that account is fake. Then I can see this is my wife's account with a correct reputation, and I can see I've delegated 1,000 Steam power. Now, once we hit continue, it will ask for our sign-in information for Steam. Now, the ideal way to do this is to put in our active private key. This is in the permissions tab on our steemit.com wallet. Mine is at steemit.com/@JerryBanfield. Then go under wallet, then go under permissions. Permissions gives me access to the active private key. By default, whenever I go over to permissions, it shows the public keys, as I can show you over here. These are all the public keys over here that anyone can see. What I need to do to get my key and do this the ideal way is to log in to show and to then get my active key. Now, you only need to do that once and ideally save the active key somewhere else. I recommend against using the password anywhere. The password should only be used to change the password, essentially. The active key and the posting key do everything else. So if you've been signing into Steem with the password, just go to the permissions tab, sign in with the password, get that active key and get that private posting key, get both of those private keys out of there, use those private keys to sign in and make transactions, and then put the password away in a safe place where it will be retrievable if needed, but not easy to for someone to steal. So we grab that active key out of the permissions tab from our wallet on steemit.com or whatever place we're using our wallet, and we complete the transaction then. Once the transaction is completed, it will go through and say that it's been successful. It was successfully broadcast is what it says. Now, when we go do that, what we will see in our account, it will say delegate. There will be a transaction. This is on steemd.com. So if you put in Steem, S-T-E-E-M, and then D.com slash your account name, you can see all of the transactions that have happened on the account recently. The newest transaction on steemd.com under our account then shows that we've delegated, and that verifies we've done it correctly. Now, one way that this can go wrong is if we have already delegated to someone and we want to re-delegate more, what we need to do is put the total amount in again, which is confusing because, for example, let's say I delegated my wife 1,000 Steem Power and then I decided I want to delegate her another 1,000 Steem Power, or let's say another 500. Now, what happens if I just put in 500? Let's say I did the 1,000 delegation. If I go in to do the 500 delegation next, what happens is you'll see this delegation is for 500, but this is the total amount delegated to my wife. What this would actually do if I did first 1,000 and then 500, it would remove 500 of the original 1,000 and set it back to 500. This means what we need to do if we want to increase our delegation, we need to put the total amount there. So let's say I delegated my wife 1,000. Then if I wanted to delegate her 500 more, I would update it and do 1,500 or 1,500 Steem Power. That would delegate her 500 more. The delegation is in total. So if I wanted to delegate my wife 1,000 one week and then the next week another 500, it'd go up to 1,500. The next week, another 500. Every time if I wanted to increase it, I need to put the total amount in there. Now, one more thing that can go wrong. We see how much Steem Power we have on this in our wallets. If we buy Steem on an exchange, what we can do is power it up over here. Then when we power it up, it gets into Steem Power. Steem Power provides influence tokens, which allow us to upvote posts for a higher amount, which allows us to earn more curation rewards. We also can make higher power witness votes and any other stake-related specific transactions that are available on Steem in the future. Now, one thing that we don't want to do, we want to make sure we leave an extra 10 Steem Power or so undelegated. So right now, if I went through and delegated all of my Steem Power to my wife, and I didn't leave enough for myself, and I didn't have anyone else delegating to me, I could potentially get locked out of transacting temporarily in my account. Both of these errors have been experienced by people delegating to me. So, for example, I have 104,000 here. Now, one thing, especially delegating to a voting bot for profits, it can be tempting to, let's say, delegate it like this and just give all of my steam power, as I'm going to show in a little bit on how to earn money delegating. It might be tempting to delegate to give all of my steam power out to maximize my earnings. However, steam power, one thing it's also used for is bandwidth. Now you see on here on my Steam D account, I have bandwidth. Bandwidth is how much bandwidth I can use interacting with the Steam blockchain. Now, I have 1 gigabit of bandwidth because I have a ton of Steam Power Plus delegated. That means I can do a lot of transactions on the Steam blockchain. This is essentially how Steam prevents spam. In order to transact on the Steam blockchain, one must have voting power, which can be delegated also, but the steam power is what decides how much bandwidth we get. I am allowed to do a lot of transactions on the Steam blockchain because I have both a lot of my own steam power and delegated steam power. Now, if we delegate all of our steam power over to someone else, our bandwidth drops along with the voting power, and we can drop our bandwidth so severely that we literally can't even make one transaction on the blockchain. So it's important to make sure that we don't delegate every single bit of steam power we have, but that we keep at least 10 steam to transact. Now, if we want to delegate to a voting bot to earn money, then we might want to keep a little bit more so we can also have an upvote that's worth more than nothing. The voting power multiplied by the voting weight is what gives us a vote that is worth something on posts. When we vote on posts on Steam, our voting weight determines how much of a payout our vote contributes. Keep that in mind, and now I'll explain why we want to learn how to delegate Steam power. We want to learn how to delegate Steam power for a lot of different situations, especially where we are not actively participating on Steam every day. Let's say, as an investor, we buy into Steam and initially we're really excited. We're going around, we're upvoting posts. As we can see on the trending page, these posts on Steam have been upvoted. I'm grateful my recent post here has got a lot of upvotes, and that happens by essentially taking the Steam power in our wallets multiplied by the voting power. Every single user's vote on a post contributes based on how much voting power, which is essentially based on the number of votes we make. So every day, we get about 20% voting power on Steam. That means we can make 10 100% votes every day at our voting weight. Now, if let's say you have 1 Steam power and I have 425,000 steam power, that means 425,000 votes at 1 steam power is equivalent to 1 of my votes at 425,000. That means the payouts, for example, on this trending page, while there's 3,592 votes, the majority of the actual earnings are coming from a relatively small amount of votes, which some of us find frustrating on Steam. Others of us find it makes it easy if a certain few people like your posts, you can get a lot of upvotes. Now, a significant part of the votes on this, on my post, are also from voting bots. So what I did is I actually collaborated with my budgets account on this to promote the post, which then promotes the entire system and is for the good of promoting Steam. So what we've got now, we have voting bots on Steam that will help us get upvotes on our post. We can essentially do marketing that helps us get on the trending page. Every post that's on the top of the trending page, you get about 10 to 20,000 views on a post within four. My post here has got, I can show you, it's gotten about 15,000 views, a lot of which come from the trending page, just by being up there, along with hundreds of comments. Now, it depends on the topic of the post. If you put some boring, completely self-promotional thing up there, then you may not get that many upvotes on it. You may get downvotes. If you put something up there that's intended to help grow the value of Steam, then that will tend to get a lot of votes and attention. So this has got 14,000 views tracked just from steamit.com, not counting any of the other different ways to access the Steam blockchain. So we've got this. The trending page is worth a lot of views in a short period of time also. So here's a post by DLive. This is a new live streaming app for Steam. We can see up here that this has got 2,659 views, probably mostly from the trending page within 10 hours. Same thing on all the rest of these. You'll see thousands of views within the first few hours. The trending page on Steam is viewed probably by about 20 plus thousand people every day, many of which go through and take a look at the posts. So for this reason, promoting posts on Steam with voting bots can be extremely valuable. You'll notice many of the posts are within just the last few days because there's an algorithm. It's both how new the post is combined with how many votes it got. So it's good for a lot of views to get on the trending page on Steam. And that is easiest today, especially if we are newer on Steam or we don't have much of an audience. We can simply use voting bots now at steambottracker.com. We can use these voting bots in order to get our post promoted, and that helps us get some more views on it. One of the best things about getting views on a post is feedback. As you can notice on the post that I've shown up here, 800 comments. Now, a significant, probably 200 or 100 or 200 of the comments are my replies to comments. But you can see this has gotten a lot of feedback from people using Steam. That's one of the most valuable things, but it's also good for getting followers. I've gotten a lot of followers, probably 1,000 plus new followers out of this one post on the trending page also. Therefore, voting bots are a very good way, especially for new authors to get started, especially if you've invested something in Steam. Voting bots are very helpful for essentially doing marketing or advertising on a post to help it get up there. Now, understanding the basic premise of voting bots help us understand the power of delegation. So this is all connected together. So this tool here is for delegating Steam power. Now, voting bots are primarily powered through delegated Steam power. Delegated Steam power, again, means it's essentially like loaning out our Steam power, but we can take it back at any time. Unlike if we actually transferred our cryptocurrency, say if we loaned out our Bitcoin, we would not be able to just necessarily take our Bitcoin back at any time. With Steam power, we have total control. I'm grateful. I have 104,000 Steam power in my wallet today. There's 320,000 more delegated to me. And anyone making these delegations can take them back at any time. The only thing I get out of these delegations is an increase in voting power and bandwidth. The delegations then power my voting bot. I have a voting bot set up right here on steambottracker.com. My voting bot then votes on posts whenever someone sends me a wallet transfer. This is live in my wallet as well. So when you scroll down in my wallet, you can see I'm receiving bids from users that are promoting posts. So users send me bids to promote a post, and then what happens is whoever sends me the bid based on how much the bid is, gets an upvote on the post. For example, we can click on this post, which was done last round. Then we can see that I upvoted this post over here, and the post is earning $5.88. We can also see how much was paid for that bid. We can see one Steam dollar was sent, which is worth about $6.50. I then made a vote on it in Steam dollar payouts that's worth about $10.73. Now, that does not count the actual Steam power earned on the post as well, meaning sending it to these voting bots, even in small amounts repeatedly, is a good way to essentially earn Steam power for free. Now, sometimes the voting bots don't work. Other times the vote value can be very high and make it extremely profitable to use voting bots. The SteamBotTracker.com makes this easy. We can see, for example, Post Promoter is looking like it's having a pretty good return on investment at this point. I might even need to wrap this video up and send a quick bid in with how high this Post Promoter profit margin is currently. So that's, we delegate Steam power over to bots in order to get a return then. So what happens when we delegate Steam power to me? If we find the daily earnings down here, what we can see is that anyone delegating me Steam power then gets daily payouts that are basically a percentage of all the bids sent into my voting bot that day. So what happens? All the users send in bids to my voting bot. Every day, the bot adds up all the earnings from each person delegating, calculates based on how much is delegated, and makes an automatic payment back to the user based on that delegation. Right now, I've calculated the earnings based on what my wife gets. So my wife, I type in Laura Banfield, my wife invested in Steam and delegated me about 15,000 Steam power. And then she's getting right now a little over 15 Steam a day when we convert Steam dollars to Steam. She's getting about 15 Steam every day from her delegation. That means she, to complete this tool, what her account did is set it up just like this. Delegate Laura Banfield, 15,000, and then go through and do the form like that. And then you can see I spelled my own name wrong here. That's what you get. You get an error if that happens. So you hit delegate, and this is the process my wife went through to delegate her Steam power to me. She put her name in the top. Technically, I did this. And then Jerry Banfield here, 15,000 Steam power, delegate via Steam Connect. Therefore, 15 Steam earned every day automatically and 15,000 Steam power is approximately, now these numbers are based on exactly how many bids are sent in, exactly what the Steam and Steam dollars price is, but basically it's about a thousandth of the total every day, which when we multiply yearly gets us to about 365 days, which is about a 36% return in Steam. Now, this was as high as 60% before when the Steam dollar relative to Steam price was lower. The higher the Steam price goes, the higher the returns are likely to be in US dollars for delegating Steam today versus essentially the cost of buying Steam today and delegating it. And then let's say the Steam price doubles, the returns in will essentially be worth twice as much as well. The higher the Steam dollar price goes, the higher the earnings go as well. Therefore, that's why we want to delegate Steam power. Anyone who's delegating to me is essentially earning about a 36% return yearly in Steam. So of the delegation. That's why delegating is so lucrative, because one alternative that is people do is just self-upvote comments over and over again. The problem with self-upvoting comments over and over again is people can flag comments. So self-upvoting comments means to just post comments on a post and upvote them. The problem is anyone can downvote the self-upvoting of comments. That takes a lot of energy and effort, usually to self-upvote comments. And then you also lose half of it to Steam power, essentially, whereas this way, You get it all back in liquid rewards right away, which is really nice. Additionally, with delegating to me specifically, I have an account that's at Budgets that sends out payments to fund projects just like this. This post that I just made, hiring a developer to build a peer-to-peer Steam US dollar gateway. I have an account named at Budgets. What it does, it gets about half of the bids that are sent to Jerry Banfield go to Budgets, which then funds the projects designed to grow the Steam blockchain. So we can see I've re-steamed some on the Budgets account, some of the projects that have been funded. For example, ads for Steam, proposals to build tools for Steam, a YouTube video for Steam, and several other projects to build Steam. Now, this is paid out of the Budgets wallet here. So we can see the Budgets account has about $30,000 today to pay out projects to grow Steam. And then what happens is individual posts, sometimes what I can do, I just recently saw some posts that are outstanding for promoting the growth of Steam. Then I sent some bids in to voting bots to help more people find these posts. And then what we can see on that post over here, this is an amazing post showing the value of Steam dollars essentially in Nigeria. The votes from Budgets have given this one post $130 in payouts, which in US dollars is several hundred dollars. And now this will help more people actually see this post as well, getting these upvotes as well as supporting the projects. Budgets also, you can see then how the earnings come in from the voting bot. So every day the earnings come in through the voting bot, and then all the transfers out from Budgets have specific posts showing exactly what is promoted. That's why I love with my voting bot, we can see the ideal scenario for getting a return to investors. Getting a return to investors happens best when we combine the two, when we combine both giving a great payout and promoting Steam as a blockchain. The more Steam gets promoted as a blockchain, the higher returns all of us can expect on Steam. So for investors, to me, this is an ideal approach. You delegate Steam power directly to me, Jerry Banfield. You get an automatic payout on your account. And then you're also funding projects that help build the value of the Steam blockchain. A higher value of the Steam blockchain equals a higher value for Steam price. If we really want to cash in on our investment, what we want is a combination of getting a return ourselves in Steam plus helping build and fund projects to build the Steam blockchain. I hope this in-depth tutorial has been helpful in showing how to make a delegation on Steam, how to make delegate Steam power, why to make delegations on Steam, and exactly how delegations work, and inside how voting bots are powered and work as well. Thank you very much for watching this or reading it. I love you. You're awesome. I hope this has been helpful. If this has been helpful, would you please either leave a like on the video or upvote it on Steam, because that will help more people see it.